So going back to Hotel California, the thing that I didn't address yet is the E major chord. And you can simply just do an E major arpeggio. It has one non-diatonic note to the key of B minor. And it is the G sharp, all right? So if you do an E major pentatonic, you got E, F sharp, and G. That third note is not in a B minor scale. A B minor scale has a G in it, not a G sharp. Okay, so putting that all together with the F sharp business and the G major. So again, I'm doing a B minor pentatonic or a B minor scale, and I don't have to change chords. I don't have to change anything for the whole song. I could do that through the whole song. But if I want to address each chord as they come along, then I'll address all the arpeggios according to the quality of the chord that it is, meaning minor for minor and major for major, except the F sharp 7 chord, which is a type of major chord. I'm going to play an F sharp minor arpeggio, but I can raise the third if I like. Here we go. All right, let me go back to the beginning. Wait, ready? I'm going to use only B minor for a minute. I'm going to use all B pentatonic. Okay, it sounds cool, but it's not harmonically addressing everything. So I'm going to do the pentatonics to each chord. Let me go back. So B minor pentatonic, F sharp minor pentatonic, A major pentatonic, E major pentatonic, G major pentatonic, D, E minor pentatonic, F sharp minor pentatonic, and raising the third if I want to. And now putting it all together. I'm overplaying again just because I've been so conscious about scales and everything. So I'm going to just slow down and play the phrases. All right. And once you put it all together, just relax and make music. You know, I don't mean to be so on the muscle, as it were, for this session. It's an art, not a science. So I'm going to just slow down and take it easy and play some licks. Here we go. Not licks, I'm developing a solo. Thank you. All right, cool. I think you got plenty of work on that.